I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. Team Cayman competes at the North American, Central American, and Caribbean Athletic Association Under 18, Under 23 Championship in Mexico. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
Amari Myrie finished 20th in the 100-meter Under 23 prelims in a time of 10.95 and 17th in the 200-meter with a time of 22.05. Madison Lynn finished 11th in the 100-meter under 18 preliminaries with a time of 12.26. Talon Blake had two races, finishing 16th in the 100-meter under 18 prelims with a time of 11.15 and 12th in the 200-meter with a final time of 21.95. Daquana Howell made it to the finals and finished 5th in the 200-meter under 18 with a time of 24.09, and she finished 7th in the 100-meter under 18 finals with a time of 11.94. Team Cayman, which included Jamari Watkins, Madison Lynn, Talon Blake, and Daquana Howell, finished 11th in the preliminaries for the 4x100-meter with a time of 10.60 and 12th in the prelims of the 4x200 with a time of 21.17. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
It's a big win for youth golf in the Cayman Islands. Hunter Kasam has captured the Bantam Boys Under 15 title at the New Brunswick Provincial Championship, putting together rounds of 72, 80, and 76 to claim the championship. The Cayman Islands Golf Association says division winners earn a spot in the Canadian Bantam Boys Championship with the opportunity to compete against Canada's top young golfers. The win comes just 1 week after Hunter's performance at the Caribbean Amateur Junior Golf Championship, where he landed a podium finish while representing the Cayman Islands. We have some more tonight on the groundbreaking of a new world-class aquatic center in Georgetown, bringing a long-awaited 50-meter pool a step closer to reality. At Friday's groundbreaking, Premier Andre Ebanks told the crowd the pool shows just what can happen when the community and government work together. The Premier says the new pool will support athletes, boost tourism, and strengthen Cayman's ties across the region. But above all, it will bring people together through sport. Lions Club stalwart Lion Hugh Fairmont reflected on just how far Cayman has come since the days when makeshift drums marked out a swim course off Public Beach, then the establishment of a pool so children could learn to swim, and now a center that will provide a place not only for athletes, but for the community.
I am very happy that this day has come. And it should have come long ago if everybody had worked together. But finally, everybody's working together on one roof. And congrats to all those involved.
Cayman Islands Aquatic Sports Association President Steve Broadbelt described the groundbreaking as the moment an ambitious dream finally becomes concrete.
When we first started talking about this project, it really did feel like an ambitious dream. But today, standing here with all of you, such a great turnout, the dream is now becoming a reality. This pool belongs to every person who refused to stop believing that Cayman deserves a world-class aquatic center.
Mr. Broadbelt says the center will cater not just to national swimmers, but to the whole community, from young children learning to swim to seniors using the water for therapy. The site will feature a new 50-meter competition pool and a 25-meter Lions pool, with the Lions name preserved in recognition of its decades of service. Construction crews are expected to begin fencing and excavation work in the coming days, with containers of pool components already on site. It's the peak of the summer holidays, and as Radio Cayman intern Tyler Stewart reports, summer camps are full swing in Cayman Brac.
Football and swimming, basketball, volleyball, and it's just going to go full speed 100% here in the Brac.
The Sister Island Sports Department held its first 2026 camps last week at the Cayman Brac Sports Complex from July 7th to the 10th. Sports coordinator Harold Mintram Sanford says a total of 55 youth athletes kicked off this year's football competitions. And up next, kids are headed to Lehman E. Scott High School for some fun on the basketball court.
Camps will run from 8:30 in the mornings till 12 noon each day, Monday to Friday.
Following basketball, all eyes are back on the sports complex where participants are given the opportunity to take to the cricket fields and to the water.
We go to swim camp, which will be at the 25-meter pool in the sports complex. And then we move on then to cricket camp, and we close out the season with lifeguard camp.
For 5 out of 8 weeks, summer camp is offering structured, sound, and safe activities to do in the BRAC.
Parents know that they can drop the kids off in a very safe environment with quality coaching staff, and most importantly too, the camps are free.
This year's Cayman Brac Summer Camp will continue through this month with another 4 weeks scheduled from July 13th to August 7th. With Radio Cayman News, this is Tyler Stewart.
For more information or if you have any questions, contact the Department of Sports at 925-2722. That is your latest local sports. I'm April Cummings. This is Radio Cayman's Newsroom.